Cress restaurant in DeLand was rated the top one. And I love Cress. It's a terrific restaurant, terrific chef, really knows what he's doing. And I love that they got the recognition. What's odd is that to get to DeLand, you have to drive about a half hour past Sanford. And none of the Sanford restaurants were even considered for this survey. You couldn't go to the website where they were taking votes and vote for, say, Hollerbach's Willow Tree Cafe, the wonderful German restaurant that's there in Sanford. And I know that the owner, Theo Hollerbach, actually tried to contact Zagat and say, hey, we're part of Central Florida, we're part of the Orlando area, and just got no response. Same thing with the terrific restaurants out in Winter Garden. They weren't on the list. Some of the others that they included in the list, number 10 on the list, was Lee and Rick's Oyster Bar.
Now, you were saying before that wouldn't really make your top 10.
Yeah, I think it's a terrific place. It's old Orlando, definitely a local institution. I think it's a fun place. I think visitors should go there. But would I put it on the list of top 10 food restaurants in Orlando? No. I think something like that does a disservice, because Zagat is very popular. They were purchased by Google last year because Google really wants to make these results more available to anyone doing a search. And of course, people clutch the actual print copy of Zagat when they're going on vacation and refer to it like it's a Bible.
Right. I've heard it called the Burgundy Bible. So it does actually have some pulling power. People will bring it and it will drive some custom to those restaurants.
Absolutely. And my concern is that people will say, hey, here's this Oyster Bar. It's one of the top 10 food restaurants in Orlando. And they go there and they go, huh?
How often do they update these guidebooks? I mean, is it going to be revised next year, perhaps?
That's something I don't know. It took them 10 years or more to do another one. I think part of that has to do with the technology catching up. When I was involved with Zagat many years ago, it was all paper surveys. You had to mail them out to people, and they had probably 200 or 300 restaurants listed on there, and people had to write very tiny comments next to it and then mail it back. Now it's all internet-based, and you can go on any time and fill in a survey for a restaurant. So I think now with that and with them being able to keep it more up-to-date, we'll probably see the additions coming out a little bit more frequently.
And there's a lot of competition, too, on an online guides like Yelp does restaurant reviews, too. So
Yelp does restaurant reviews. Hey, there's Scott Joseph's Orlando Restaurant Guide.
Sure.
So, you know, yeah, Urban Spoon, there's a lot of competition for the reviews. And it comes down to who is trusted and who's reliable and which ones are the most valid reviews.
Just looking, though, at the fact that they have come out with another print edition of the guide, the first in a decade. I mean, does that suggest to you that from their point of view that Orlando's cuisine has grown up a little bit in the last 10 years?
I hope so. I hope that's part of the mindset there. Maybe they, by doing the city guide instead of just the restaurants, they just figure, well, you know, we have 55 million visitors a year. Some of them have got to buy a guidebook. So I hope that if that is what they're thinking, along the way, they start paying a little bit more attention to the restaurants as well.